Ramana Jayanti retreat. The devotees of the Tampa Ramana Satsang, with the assistance of the FT Lauderdale Satsang devotees, arranged a remarkable 3-day event at the Franciscan Retreat Center in Tampa, Florida. 50 to 60 devotees gathered from the US and Canada, and among them, there was not a trace of disappointment. Rather, the whole experience was like a dip into a cool, refreshing ocean of peace and joy, a step into the grace-filled orbit of Ramana Bhagavan. To see more photos of the retreat, please visit flickr.com/x/t/009202/photos/966-79594 at number 5/2. On Thursday, December 21st, the attendees began to arrive, and by Friday noon, most all had gathered in the dining hall of the Franciscan Retreat Center. The center is situated on 8 spacious acres, peacefully nestled along the Hillsborough River. It has 42 bedrooms, double and single, a chapel, a meeting room, extensive kitchen facilities, a dining room, and 2 small meditation rooms on the second floor. The satsang coordinators planned every detail with precision, exhibiting a dedication and devotion rarely witnessed. On the first floor, a large meeting room overlooking the Hillsborough River was transformed into a central shrine, which had at its center a large framed photo of Bhagavan sitting on a couch. A couch had even been brought in to simulate the setting of the old hall in Sri Ramanashramam. On the second floor, 2 smaller rooms were set aside for silent meditation. One is a windowless room that the Franciscan Center itself calls the cave, although some devotees called it Virupaksha, and another room with a view of the Hillsborough River, which some devotees called Skandashramam, also was set aside for silent meditation. Large photos of the Master and Arunachala were set up on the altars and easels in all of these rooms, as well as the dining room. Each bedroom was adorned with a unique double-framed photo of Bhagavan and Arunachala imprinted with various quotes from Aksharamana Malai, a welcome gift for the devotees. Who Am I? The booklet containing the essential teachings of Bhagavan was also placed in the bedrooms, along with a beautifully printed program brochure. Lunches and dinners were catered from the local Hindu temple of Florida, while breakfast and other food preparations were provided by the Tampa devotees. The Tampa and Fort Lauderdale devotees bore the cost for the decorations, set up food for all 3 days, and provided airport pickup and drop-offs. The remarkable efforts of the Florida Satsang devotees made the retreat an unforgettable experience for everyone. As the program played out over 3 days, it became indisputably clear that Bhagavan had reciprocated all these efforts with a powerful presence and grace that no attendee could deny. It did not take long for the devotees to realize the rare opportunity that this event presented. They gathered as one intimate family, meditating on Bhagavan's life and teachings, discussing it, experiencing it, and sharing it with their brothers and sisters gathered for this purpose. The attendance of every event in the program was optional, freeing the aspirants to follow whatever spontaneous inspiration and guidance they were experiencing. The main event of the first day was a formal puja, a Jayanti Abhishekam for Bhagavan in the Hindu temple of Florida. A beautiful bust photo of Bhagavan, another of Arunachala, a large stone from the holy mountain, and a Sivalingam were the objects of worship. 11 devotees chanted the Rudram and other mantras. Elaborate puja was performed by the head priest and prasad was distributed. The puja sought to mirror the worship that had been performed at Bhagavan's shrine of grace, the burial chamber of Sri Ramana Maharishi's body in Ramanashramam on the Jayanti day, just 2 days earlier. More than 50 devotees gathered before the shrine and experienced intense joy and devotion, listening to the sonorous Vedic chants of the puja ceremonies. The 90-minute worship passed in a moment as we were all caught up in a trance-like state, lost in the one-pointed awareness of the overwhelming presence of Bhagavan Ramana. After the worship, we stayed on in the temple and ate delightfully prepared meal. A group photo was taken. We then returned to the Franciscan Center for the night. In the morning, we gathered at the shrine where a couch had been brought in to support the master's photo to simulate the setting of the old hall in Sri Ramanashramam. The morning Vedas were recited by devotees proficient in the scriptures. We chanted Bhagavan's works and followed them with silent meditation and a short reading. We had similar programs on Saturday evening and Sunday morning. On Saturday afternoon, there was a video presentation of two 25-year-old interviews, one of Ammani Ammal and another 30-minute interview of Ramaswamy Pillai. Also, incidents from their lives and their close association with Bhagavan were read out. Mangalam, the sister of the president of Sri Ramanashramam, and her daughter also attended the program. Devotees gathered for this opportunity to question her so as to gain greater insight into the lives of the different members of Bhagavan's family. The granddaughter of Niranjananda Swami, Mangalam, shared her deeply ingrained memories of many of the challenges, published and unpublished, encountered by her father, grandfather, and great-grandmother, Aragammal. She also narrated joyful anecdotes of her childhood interactions with the master. Everyone was captivated and brought nearer to Bhagavan by her most humble and moving talk. Sri Ramanashramam had kindly prepared a special 32-minute video of the December 19th Jayanti program in Sri Ramanashramam. This was uploaded to a website and downloaded by us to be shown at the retreat. This was yet another event of the retreat that made Bhagavan's presence even more tangible. In the end, we all realized that this was solely due to the potent presence of the Master that this event had succeeded in such an indescribable way. The company of such sincere souls and the continued guidance and presence of Bhagavan Ramana and his direct teachings of self-inquiry and self-surrender will continue to sustain us throughout our lives. This assurance was firmly anchored in the hearts of all those fortunate devotees who attended this Sri Ramana Jayanti retreat in Tampa.